This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Adel, thank you for coming in. JPC was called to me, the principal's office again. I know it's your third time coming in this week since he's gotten in trouble, but if you wanted to come in my office and take a seat, JPC is in here with me.
I can promise you, Mrs. Mm-hmm. Keefe, Ms. Keefe,
yep.
A little wink and a nudge. I can promise you what I'll do at home is going to be way more severe and good than what you would do to him here. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I'm basically asking you don't punish him and I'll take care of that.
Okay. Well, come on in and we'll discuss what happened and we can talk about punishments moving forward.
All right.
JPC, do you want to tell your Adel what you did?
Adel? This is an intervention. We got you, motherfucker.
Fuck.
You watch
too much TV. Adel, of course I'm not a principal at a school, and JPC isn't your kid. How did you fall for this?
You fell way too easily.
Wait, is this like a Blazing Saddle situation? Is this just the facade of the front of a school?
Yeah, knock it over.
Also, nice try referencing another TV show at your TV intervention.
It's a movie. Ugh.
It's a what?
And is this Three Amigos situation where everyone around here is dressed in the same bespoke sewn outfit?
Yeah, try to knock it over.
What, my clothes? He knocked my clothes right off.
Sorry about that. But if this is not a real school, then why is it that we have Superintendent Jordan Morris joining us?
All right, everybody, back to school. Enough dilly-dallying. I'm the superintendent, and you look like layabouts. Next thing you know, you're going to break out cigarettes and start smoking. Everybody, back to class. Superintendent's rules.
Wait, is he saying superintendent's rule? Or superintendent's rules?
What I was alluding to was the fact that we've got regulations at this school, but I do in fact rule. You should see me on my BMX bike.
I think Jordan only read the first part of the email, not the part about it being a TV.
I don't read my email. I'd be doing this anyway.
Oh man.
Jordan, thank you so much for being here, superintendent or otherwise.
Yes, thank you. I can keep up the voice. I can drop the voice. Whatever you guys want.
It looks really fun. I'm jealous of it. Yeah. I want to talk like this for the whole episode.
It's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's pretty fun.
Dilly dally.
I'm going to call my mom and tell her I love her.
Kind of want you to oscillate between the voices the whole show. Jordan Morris, of course, from Jordan and Jesse Go, a wonderful podcast, the amazing podcast miniseries Bubble, the graphic novel Bubble. Jordan, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I'm thrilled to be here.
Jordan, we ask everyone this before we start on the show.
Mm-hmm.
What is your relationship with riddles, puzzles, lateral thinking problems, escape rooms, and so on?
Yes, thank you for asking. A riddle, great way to break up a quest. If you're on a quest, a lot of the challenges can be combat-based. You know, fight this dragon, fight these orcs. But, you know, when you're on a quest, you got to break things up. You got to keep it, you got to keep people guessing. So I love a riddle-based challenge. We're talking Sphinx, we're talking Troll. This is just a great thing to encounter on any quest you might be on.
Yeah. It's a great way to get the least social person in your party an opportunity to also engage in the rest of the quest. Yeah.
Also, I'm just realizing without riddles, Batman would just face sociopaths and clay monsters.
And penguins.
And penguins. And penguins.
And sexy cats who are sometimes good and sometimes bad. Batman's not sweating it if the Riddler goes away. I don't mean to quibble with your premise, but that dude's he's got a lot on his plate.
No, the Riddler's gone away? Said no Batman ever.
Jordan, have you ever done an escape room, or do you do like crosswords, the Wordle, Daily Connections?
No, I do not do, I don't do Wordle. I don't do those kinds of games. And I've been in a couple of escape rooms and I've had a pretty good time in them. I did a virtual escape room during the pandemic. That was a fun little bit of like, we're having fun. We can still do, I don't know, which, why would we, who needs to, you can just do the, and I'm fine. I did that. And, I the first escape room I did, I was in charge of writing an escape room themed episode of an animated show I was working for.
Oh, and can you say the show?
Yeah, I can actually. Unikitty, over there on Cartoon Network. I think it streams on Hulu these days. There is an escape room episode written by yours truly, and I did my first escape room to like prepare for that episode. So, I had a lot of fun. I don't do a lot of them these days, but I guess I think it's more just that my friend group doesn't do a lot of escape rooms. They're more into mushrooms.
Yes. Similar,
the one
though.
Room you
you're
can't
sort of
escape.
Trapped.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trapped for 8 to 9 hours.
Yes, the escape room that is the human mind.
So I assume in this episode of Unikitty?
Yes.
I assume in this episode of Unikitty, everyone who does the escape room, marriages fall apart, people are screaming at each other. It's a lot of type A personalities taking the wheel.
Yeah, exactly. It's the death of Brock and Mr. Frown's relationship.
Oh no!
Yeah, a lot of fan fiction about those two online. I have not watched it or revisited it in a while, but yeah, I think strained relationship is part of the episode.
I feel that's always, anytime I go with someone for their first time, they're always like, I've never done a room. I don't know how. And then immediately it's like a light switch goes on and they're like, grab that. Give me this. What is this? Are you, what do you do? It's a lot of barking orders, which is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very interesting, interesting experiment. Well, speaking of interesting experiments, Jordan, do you mind if we get into some riddles?
I would love to get into some riddles.
Okay. We'll start with some, here's some freaking softballs. These are some easy peasies. If a chicken lays an egg every 2 hours, how many eggs will half a chicken lay?
I spaced out while you were reading it. Can you read it again? I think maybe that's a problem.
That's the essential riddle podcast moment, though.
Yeah.
Is a like, first riddle, immediately space out, your
Does
eyes
that happen all
over.
The time?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So welcome. This is what
it's
it
good
is.
Good to be here. Good to be here.
Yeah. And I have a very sonorous voice. It's just
it
very,
is. It's kind of
It's good
kind
for
of beautiful,
bedtime. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it, oh, did you say beautiful?
I did say it was beautiful, yeah.
Wow, thank
I
you.
I do think a lot of people also listen to this podcast to fall asleep at. So you think that's in part because of your Sonos voice or whatever
Which
you said?
I think is insane. We actually do get that a lot, and I go, don't do that. We don't have any of the medical research about what falling asleep to this podcast does to your brain. Careful,
and they can't do
everybody.
The medical research because it's automatically unethical. Like, no one could even sign up for that. It's hard.
Yeah, and they tried testing animals, and they're like, that's even worse. Don't
it's
even
like the Stanford prison
that.
Experiment. Yeah. If a chicken lays an egg every 2 hours, how many eggs will half a chicken lay?
Can I guess?
Absolutely.
Zero, because it's dead. Because if you're half a chicken, you're not alive.
Well, Aaron, now, I just think that it depends on which half of a chicken you are, because there's half a chicken that I think could still lay about an egg. There's one half of a chicken that I think could not lay an egg to save its life.
I guess I'll posit a scenario here. I think we all know from our barnyard classes in school that chickens run around for a little bit with their heads cut off.
Yes.
So if this chicken in question was chopped in half, like as they were laying the egg, as the process of egg laying had already begun, Mm-hmm. Would they
humiliating like, way to die? By the way,
yes, absolutely. No one wants to go like that.
It's like taking a crap and someone bursts in the door. And I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's Pulp Fiction, right? That's how,
Game
that's
of Thrones.
Did it.
I guess yes. Would the chicken continue laying the egg? And is that the half chicken in this scenario? One that has already begun the process.
Jordan,
does
I
it
love...
say in the answer at all?
It's not that. It's not. Yes, it does. There's an asterisk, and there's a lot more information. No, the answer, Aaron, you pretty much got it. The answer is none. This is because only whole chickens can lay eggs. Although I very much do agree, because I think there's some. I don't know if it was Guinness Book of World Records. I don't know if it was like Ripley's Believe It or Not. But there's some chicken that they cut off the head, and it lived like another. I want to say like another 8 months, and the guy would like put feed down the esophagus tube.
Oh my God.
So I think there is a way that that could all happen.
I got to talk to that guy. Guy, why are you doing that? Why are you, let it go.
Yeah, he's probably making carnival money, right? This seems like an old time carnival attraction. He's you know, setting up a booth, pulling up the stakes,
cows.
Moving to the next town.
Yes. I do want to see a scene. Let's say Aaron... you're a teacher, JPC and Jordan, you are both students in this class that Aaron is teaching. And Aaron, specifically, you are a teacher of the barnyard class in school.
Hello, everybody. Take a seat. Take a seat. My name is Mrs.
Where?
On a hay bale. Any hay bale that looks comfy.
They're all wet.
I knew that, teacher. I've been sitting on this hay bale since 8 a.m.
Thank you, Mr. Kissass. Oh my God, that's really your last name. Incredible. Okay.
It's Kissass, but I mean, I would never correct you. So if you want to pronounce it Kissass, please do. I'm just here to receive
your
knowledge.
I love when people match their names. I love when people match their names. My name is Mrs. McDonald. You might have known from years past. The kids call me Old McDonald, but I'm 38.
Oh, so please don't smell like fries.
Yes, I did get an egg McMuffin breakfast sandwich on the way to work today.
Well, you smell like fries.
I sort of feel like everything at McDonald's tastes and smell the same.
They use the same oil. Everyone knows that. Don't
Thank
question
you,
teacher's story, which holds up.
I'm gonna make an egg McMuffin in oil.
Miss McDonald had a farm.
There's the hash browns. The hash brown comes with the sandwich.
Okay,
I've lost the class. I've lost the class.
To be fair, you smell like hash browns as well. I think that's fine. I agree with that.
Let's talk about it. I feel like anything other than their soda, their Diet Coke, which is the best, we can all agree, is the best Diet Coke anywhere.
It's the carbonation. They just get the carbonation right.
Of course.
Thank you, Kiss Ass. But everything else at McDonald's, in a way, if you have kind of a light cold, everything's going to taste the same, from the French fries to the Big Mac to the hash browns.
Do you
to
have
the
a
salad.
Light cold?
Do you?
Well, no, but I feel like if I sit on this wet hay all day, I'm going to get a light cold.
Okay, you know what? Whatever. We don't have to learn.
No, we're excited.
Hey, everyone, I know. I'm sure you had a long weekend, and I know it's been weird with the emails you've been getting. My name is Mr. Holstein. I am your replacement teacher. Miss McDonald is, how do I say this to kids? She's broken. She quit teaching. She's now going to be a critic for the Star Courier local paper. So I'm your new teacher. So let's get to work on.
And you see me knock on the window outside and hold up a bag of McDonald's, flip you off, gets on motorcycle, drives away.
Holstein. What to do with that Holstein?
Well, it's a type of cow my family invented, that breed. Any questions on that?
I've been researching your family, and they're very impressive. I hate the old teacher now, and I love you. She did horrible things to us. Horrible. Encouraged us to eat at McDonald's. It's full of saturated fats. Oh, thank you, Mr. Holstein, for saving us from that awful woman.
Ugh, what a kassas. Am I right? Am I right, other kid? Am I right?
Scene. What a kassas.
All right, next riddle here. How is it possible to put an empty glass directly underneath a kitchen tap that is left on so that the water is running, but the empty glass doesn't fill with any water?
This obviously has something to do with karaoke, which is Japanese for empty orchestra. Mm. Empty in this instance does not refer to what we would traditionally know as empty. This is a sheet of glass, like for a window, and the water is just running all over.
Okay. Off the dome, I'm saying you just turn the glass upside down if this is a traditional drinking glass.
What did I say? Hold on.
Jordan got it. Too late, JBC. You locked it in.
Damn it.
Jordan got the glass is placed upside down so the water hits the base of the glass instead.
Hmm. Was that good? Should we just joke around more, or do we just answer the riddle? I don't know. Was that okay? Should I?
Yeah, sometimes you just get the riddle right.
Stick it up your ass, man. I don't know. Yeah.
So you've heard our show.
Does it say why someone did that?
No, it doesn't say.
Do you existential have dread.
I think that would do it.
No, we've been talking about Batman villains, and that seems like some classic Batman villain shit. Just like, you know, wanting to watch the world burn. Someone says, can you fill me up a glass of water? And someone says, sure. They turn it upside down in front of you. You can see them do it. You go, why do they do this?
if you wanted to fill up the basin, the sink basin, but you didn't have your stopper, perhaps? Put it right over the drain?
Yeah, that'll do it.
All right, next. And Jordan, please, I told you in the email, hem and haw. As much as you can, hem and haw, right. Scratch your head, bad answers first.
Hey, we'll get to this in a minute, but what are your Oscar picks? You think they filmed Taylor Swift too much at the Super Bowl?
Now we're talking. This is all we want.
This is good stuff.
How many hands does the Big Ben clock tower have in London? And then this is less of a riddle and more of a figure it out.
Three?
This is something you'd have to know about the clock tower. You'd have to have been there.
Yeah, you have to, in your mind palace, you have to have a sense of what it looks like. How many hands does the Big Ben clock tower have in London?
Well, we figure
that's
that phrased, out. Can I see a scene?
Phrased weirdly. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Jordan, you're Big Ben, mm-hmm. and you're going back home for Christmas to your clock family, and they're all just way less impressive clocks.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just dealing with that dynamic.
Digital alarm, I told you to clean up your room. Your cousin is coming over. Digital alarm, are you listening? Don't snooze. Don't snooze. Oh, no, that's the door. That's
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, my gosh, Ben. Oh, look at you.
That's right. I didn't have me signature British accent for the first sentence I said. Because I was trying to trick you, but then I realized I've probably got a British accent, so here I am, doing it right now.
It's like a Madonna situation, you know, or...
I'm a chameleon, I turn it on and I turn it off, but I'm here, I'm taking some time out of my busy schedule, being a national landmark, and I'm going to celebrate Christmas with you, the other clocks who might not be as famous... But surely tell time you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Taking some time, Ben, you old goose. Yeah, a digital alarm clock is around here somewhere. And of course, I mean, your old grandfather here, it all is hanging pretty low. Come on in. Watch your head. We have some bangers and mash for you. We have some bubbles and squeak. I made some tea. I Googled England food, and this is whatever came up, so...
These are all my favorites. Thank you very much. Of course, as a national landmark, I have access to all the finest foods in the country, but your quaint version of our British favorites is very charming in its ultimate ineptitude.
Good, good. I haven't seen you... Boy, it must have been 1700s. Is it rude to ask? Is it gauche? What was surviving Guy Fawkes like? That must have been wild.
Oh, I realized it was my duty to stand firm during those difficult times and let everybody know that the British Empire was still right as rain. So even though we were going through a difficult time, I feel that I, being a giant clock, really inspired everyone. And let them know better days were ahead. Just like...
Yeah, sort of a keep calm and carry on. Digital, what? Well, let's... oh, boy. You should not have that. Let's go in the parlor here. Oh, if it isn't my grand sundial. Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
It's cloudy outside. I don't know where I am or who I am. Help.
And that's fine. And that's
scene.
And that's
can I take a whack at the riddle?
Oh, God, yeah. We were doing a riddle. Holy shit, we were doing a riddle. I forgot.
So, and I wanted to yes and the scene as best I could. I've taken an improv class or two. I'm sure you won't be shocked. But I think Big Ben refers to the bell. It's not the clock. It's the bell. So is that the answer to the question? Is that there are no hands on Big Ben because it's the bell?
Here's the thing, Jordan.
Okay.
We have a lot of riddle books. A lot of listeners will email us with their own homespun riddles. Well, we search the internet. I've done no research that this is the right answer. It doesn't say that it's the bell here. So I trust you from everything I've listened to with you appearing on it. You seem way too educated to be on this podcast.
Yeah.
But listen, I would assume
you're overqualified to be here.
I got the glass thing. That was impressive. We can all agree. But
is the answer zero? And we're just trying to figure out why that's correct?
The answer isn't zero. This is a weird one. One, because it's phrased oddly. But two, it's more of just a sort of sussing out the answer and or kind of knowing it as a factoid, I guess. I'll give you a hint. Seemingly, there is no second hand. This, I guess it was created pre-second hands, or at least the second hand was not added at any point in time.
Wait, Big Ben, the clock, the famous clock, can only tell you what hour it is? That's really all Big Ben does?
Minutes and hours.
Yeah.
Did I say minute hand?
I'm sorry.
There's no second
hand. You said
hand.
Second
no...
hand.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant it did not have a second hand. I thought you meant that this clock had one clock arm that was just being like, it's 11. We'll let you know when it's 12.
Jewish.
That's a fun misunderstanding.
That is fun. Second hand.
So, two. The answer is
two. You get one at a second-hand store if they need one.
Yeah.
I also would have accepted he has two hands and he has the most wins of any Steelers quarterback, although he's a piece of shit. The answer is eight hands. There are two hands on each of the four faces of the Big Ben clock tower.
Oh, okay. And so, and also for me, I forgot that Big Ben had four faces and four sides.
It does? Seems,
I think they're counting on that. I think that's like the challenge of
that's
the riddle.
That's their whole thing.
Yeah. Aaron, can you imagine?
Yeah. My head.
Aaron, close your eyes. Picture you're a Londoner in 1842.
Ah!
You live on the north. Let's say you live on the north side of Big Ben and the face of the clock faces south.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? You gotta race all the way down there. You got to walk 5 hours to get to the right side of the clock tower just to
see
the
time. What else am I doing? There's no internet. I got nothing but time.
Hey, you can run around a clock.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
How much does it suck if you live like directly due northwest of Big Ben? You're like, motherfucker, I got to go 15 minutes in either direction just to figure out what time it was 15 minutes ago?
And
come
on. I won't buy a watch.
Let's get to another riddle here. Monty had broken his leg after running a race. A surgeon saw Monty very shortly after the injury, but because of the leg injury, the surgeon killed him. Why did this happen, and why did the surgeon not get arrested?
Well, this was not, of course, the first of their kills. They got arrested because they died before they could be held accountable for their crimes. Because it was in a time where, you know, doctors were just kind of unquestioned. They could, some of history's greatest monsters were doctors.
As someone who watches too much TV, on the opening, this is like the Nick, right? Clive Owen.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's a Clive Owen for sure.
Maybe Soderbergh. Did Soderbergh make that? I don't know. Who knows?
Nobody. I'm hungry.
Impossible to tell. So you're suggesting that the surgeon is practicing malpractice, or is a serial killer?
Yeah, a mass murderer. Now, the guy he killed is also a horse, but that shouldn't matter for the riddle.
What really
matters is that this is a horse killer. This sick fuck, this sadistic goddamn, John off the street, he gets his fucking rocks off by killing these horses.
JBC Bingo Bango, Hatata. Monty was a racehorse after a broken leg injury. Horses rarely recover properly. Oh, a little tidbit here. Horses rarely recover properly and will never be as fast as at running. I mean, I don't think you have to add that part.
Aww.
They should be
some
killed
other stuff.
They'll never
they
be
still
as
keep
fast
up their speed.
I got a question. So certainly this was true for a time, but they don't. This seems needlessly barbaric. They're not still killing, shooting racehorses for breaking legs, are they?
I am.
Feels like one of those things that should have been phased out.
Yeah, there's got to be a home for injured racehorses somewhere, right? A farm upstate?
Yeah, the glue factory.
Oh, man.
If they're not as fast anymore, they could get sold to one of those, like, you know, horse trail, you know, ride things that you, like, see if you, like, drive out west, you know, in Montana and
they
shit.
They can do kids' birthday parties.
Exactly.
Yeah. Where it's like,
I'm pretty scared of horses.
Me
really?
Too.
Yeah.
Wow. Of being thrown off one, or even
all
if you're not on one, you're scared? Okay.
I think they're way too muscly, and I have a lot of respect for them, and I really don't want to get kicked in the chest by one of them.
Me either.
Really?
Thank you,
Jordan. You guys don't want to get kicked in the chest by a horse?
Yeah.
You do?
I guess I'm on some other shit, man. I mean, just to feel something, it would be nice, right? Just to get kicked in the chest.
I guess if there is a horse riding experience that does advertise, these are like former racehorses that have had broken legs. Maybe you are, for the horse timid among us, maybe you are more likely to use those horses because, you know, they're less likely to kick you. I don't know. Maybe there's like a business idea there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think there's also something to those horses, too, that you might want to stay away from, because assuming that everything we know about horse, the horse with the broken leg is true, that horse has been shot, but also it didn't kill the horse, which is why they're in the situation where they're in now, which means that the horse is also very skittish because of the gunshot. Right. So it's like you don't really want to be riding on a horse with like really bad PTSD.
Yeah, super
because that's
traumatized
like,
horses.
Yeah, it's a recipe for a pretty bad ride. Although, it would be pretty funny to give, you know, do like a bachelor party, right? Where you give your old married friend the PTSD horse and just watch him go, you know, careening off the side of the mountain.
You're a really good friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He shouldn't
be getting married, okay? Yeah. Eric, you know what's going on.
Who needs a boring old strip club when you can watch your buddy get thrown off a horse?
Yawn. I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you are a horse who has whatever ailment you so desire, and you're going to see a doctor, which is Jordan, who will be admitting you now.
Hey, thank you so much for seeing me last minute.
Yeah, of course. Come right this way. We had a cancellation this morning, so it really, really worked out nice. Yeah, you can just sit over there on the table, and I will just be over
cannot
here.
Sit.
Oh, right. Of course. I'm sorry. Well, yeah, however you're comfortable. You could stand. You could lean. So just make yourself comfortable, and I'll just be over here loading this gun.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, What?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to. It's a little bit tough. We're an older practice, and we don't have some of the fancy gizmos that some of these, you know, big city offices have, so I'll just be over here loading this old-time musket, and then
I will shoot you. Sorry.
And
there must be something wrong with my intake form, because I just have a little, like, I got a little in my throat. It's like a little horse. I'm like,
a little horse.
So it's not like...
That's fun.
It's not like a broken leg or anything like serious.
And don't mind me, I'm just going to sterilize your forehead here. Just put a little on your forehead.
Oh, I'll be shooting you at point blank range, so I don't want to get. I would hate for to get any germs on my gun.
Oh no, I just was hoping for like a cough drop or maybe like a strep test.
Yeah, I'm a horse doctor. My father was a horse doctor. His father before him, and his mother before him. So you know. My family.
Shame on me for thinking you were
exactly,
going to say father.
Yes, I was not. I'm challenging expectations. Women can be murderous horse doctors, too.
So what even makes you the doctor? Because really, you're not even checking me out or doing any sort of test. But you're
the one.
You're not even helping me.
The one with the gun is the horse doctor.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I'm feeling way better.
it was so smart of you to come get a second opinion. I know a lot of horses aren't making that call, because it is a little more expensive. Obviously, you have to pay the copay again. But why don't you just tell me what appears to be the problem, what appears to be the ailment, and I'll just start dressing you in some of the, you know, clown accoutrement.
Say what now?
Oh, just tell me what you think the problem is, what your problem is, what the medical ailment is, and I, as the horse doctor, will start dressing you as kind of a clown's assistant.
No. I'm just a little horse.
No, yeah, you're quite a big horse.
No.
Which is why the kids will love you at the birthday parties.
No, I have a full-time job. I am a racehorse.
Yeah, we saw that on the form. But now you'll be doing kids' birthday parties.
Okay, what is worse, getting shot in the head or kids' birthday parties?
Oh, the kids will all have guns. These are Texas birthday parties.
Zane.
I was going to roll a caramel apple around your fur, but fine. Do horses have fur? What is a horse covered in?
We can't know.
Is that fur?
I think they say horse hair. I think you hear horse hair, like what, you know, violin bows are made out of.
They got cute little ponytails.
Isn't the horse hair the part of the horse that is like the hair from the
head?
The mane? Is the mane the horse hair? If someone gets a horse hair wig, that's not like butt hair, right? Ooh.
It better be for what I'm paying for it.
Let's do one more riddle and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
A woman born in America who has never visited a foreign country can see with her own eyes the Great Wall of China. How is this possible?
It's a photo. It's a movie.
It's a photo of a movie.
She's in space? Says,
oh, Jordan. Wowie zowie. You got it. This woman, the American woman, was in space where the Wall of China is visible.
Wow.
She's a satellite. Wow. And satellites can be women.
I'd there like you to go. See a scene.
I just want my daughter to see a satellite that looks like her.
Sputniki.
Representation matters, yes.
Jordan and JPC, you are astronauts in space for the first time, and you're amazed at all the things you can see from space on Earth.
Wow. The little blue marble, huh? Look at that. Wow.
Yeah, it really, really makes you feel small up here. I mean, it's all so beautiful, truly. And I don't know if there is a god, but... just seeing this majesty before me just makes me feel like, just the world is so beautiful. Hey, check it out. There's one of those Arby's with the big hat sign.
Oh my God, those are so rare.
Yeah, I know.
An Arby's with the big hat sign.
Yeah, you don't see them a lot anymore, but when you drive by one, like an Arby's, it's just so cool, you know, like.
Holy God.
New Arby's just don't have the same. You know, majesty
really
and beauty is the classic Arby's with the giant hat.
Look. Oh my God, that's a Planet Hollywood. There must be four of those left.
I mean, I don't know if... Listen, I don't know if we're alone up here or, you know, if God exists, but...
It's hard not to feel a presence, you know?
Right,
you see
exactly.
A Planet Hollywood like that, it's hard not to feel a presence.
I mean, to think we could land this baby... And be eating a club sandwich underneath Sylvester Stallone's jacket from Demolition Man in a matter of hours. God, it's beautiful.
I don't know if there is a higher power.
No, who knows? Who can
know? But you stare down at this place from so far up from where we are, and you see Florida kind of really does look like a penis, and you just know somebody's laughing. You know, somebody did that on purpose,
right.
And they're having a laugh at it.
Listen, I don't know if there is a god, but hey, look at me. It looks like I'm jacking off Florida.
My God. To me, that's proof that there is a god.
Right, yes. And I know we're supposed to be men of science and logic, but
yeah.
You're up here looking at Arby's and Planet Hollywood and the dick that is Florida. It's hard not to think that. All those Bible guys might have been onto something.
All right, should we get to it?
I believe we should. It's time to complete our astronaut's mission.
All right. Can two men have a baby in space.
No, you're right. Keep going.
Well, they'll keep going while the rest of you take a break. We'll be right back with more Hey Riddle Riddle.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Oh, Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should
I would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Mm-hmm.
Wowie zowie. I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools, so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin Baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin Baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh.
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 Oh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here. They're coming here.
They're running.
I got space on the brain. I don't know about you guys, but I've been watching this Apple TV show called For All Mankind. And I'm also reading a series of books called the Mars Trilogy. So like Red Mars, Green Mars, Blue Mars. So I'm like 90% of my cultural intake right now is all like space themed.
Is For All Mankind the Asimov adaptation?
No, is it an Asimov? I know it's a Ronald D. Moore show, which is the Battlestar Galactica guy. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's interesting. I don't know. I like space. I think space is fun.
I think it's terrifying. Oceans and space.
Where do you rank it in comparison to a horse?
Well,
what's going to be scarier for you?
Would much rather be in a horse than in space.
Aim into that, like a tauntaun. My nightmare being in space, seeing a horse. open a pod bay door, horse comes out. You're like, oh fuck, too big for space.
Equine sounds like a constellation.
Yeah.
We'll come back.
Oh, that was all included in the show.
Oh, that's all great.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Good, good, good.
I'm not wasting time doing a fucking space riff that doesn't make it in.
You're right.
That's funny.
No, you're right. Well, let's make space for another riddle here. Lucy put a cup of coffee in the microwave on maximum power for 2 minutes. When she opened the microwave door, she put the microwave on again for another 2 seconds. Why did she do this?
I never know why she does anything.
And fair warning, because Jordan, I don't know if you have yet to experience this. Some riddles are fucking awful.
Well, these have all been great, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Keep that in mind.
Okay.
Adel, is it possible if you could reread the riddle,
yes,
and instead of saying maximum power, you can say maximum fun? Because I just think that there is a tie-in opportunity
synergy.
Sorry, I'm the branding guy, and I just never miss an opportunity.
It's great. We do our podcast on Max Fun, so yeah, we love the plug.
JPT, I'd love to reread it, but it's time for... a little segment called Munch. No, I'll read the.
We were so close to the best segment
this
of
is
all
our,
time.
It's our Richard Belzer. We do this every episode. Our Richard Belzer segment called Munch.
R.I.P.
Did he die?
Richard Belzer? I have to say, yes.
Wow, man, that sucks. Lucy put a cup of coffee in the microwave on maximum fun for 2 minutes.
Okay.
When she opened the microwave door, she put the microwave on again for another 2 seconds. Why did she do this? So put a cup of coffee in.
Maybe I have a vague notion that I've heard that like that's a way to sterilize the microwave. Is it something to do with that? I could just be making up something randomly, but I feel like maybe I've heard of people doing that. I don't know.
Again, Jordan, this sucks because this is. I feel like a teacher at Phoenix Online and a Princeton Tiger has walked in the classroom virtually.
Gosh.
That's probably correct, but that is not the answer we have.
Okay.
Is this an instance where it's like she you know, is one of these people that has to like turn the knob like 10 times before she can open the door, and that this is just a quirk of how she approaches, you know, the microwave? Because if not, something terrible will happen to like a very close family member, and anything that you have to do to stop that from happening, I say do it.
Yes. Also, Lucy can't stare at planes because she believes they'll fall out of the sky if she stares at them. You're not far off, JPC.
How fucking awesome would that be to be like you're staring at a plane and watch it crash? You'd be like, "Uh-oh, I think I did that."
I did this. She's not, as far as we know, she's not riddled with OCD, but
okay.
there's a bit of quirk going on for sure, and it's probably quirk, but also safety to some degree.
Quirk, but also safety. Okay. Interesting.
I'm putting together a football team of all Deep Space Nine characters. was that guy's name? Quark? Quark?
I think so. You may have
Quark is
it.
Our safety.
It's not a thing where it's going to end up to be like a joke, right? We're looking for an actual answer, not like because she wanted to see time fly. It's not one of the, it's not that.
Sometimes riddles are terrible puns. In this instance, it's not the case. So it's quirky, and it's also, in my opinion, it seems like it's also probably done out of safety.
Is the order of operations?
Yeah.
Open the microwave after 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Do anything, or just open it and then close it and then add 2 extra seconds?
Great question. So puts the coffee in for 2 minutes.
Got it.
Opens the door, sees what's going on with the cup, is a little dissatisfied, puts it on for another 2 seconds.
Was the coffee hot when they put it in the microwave?
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Wow, cold coffee.
I guess I'm thinking of, a situation where you would have to microwave coffee. I mean, I guess there's just, you make the coffee, you forget about it, it's sitting out, you want to nuke it. But
is
I don't
it that
know,
like,
yeah, I don't know how that applies to the situation.
You wanted, how do microwaves work? Is it like she wanted it to be boiling and it was like 2 seconds from being boiling and she just added another 2 seconds to it to like get it to the temperature?
Yeah,
is that how microwaves work?
It has nothing to
do. I don't fuck with these little guys. I don't mess with a microwave. I'm not a microwave fan.
Microwaves and minions, the two things you should always stay away from.
The riddle I remember the most from my childhood is the one where it's like, oh, there's a man in a room with a rock. And he's dead. Why is he dead? And like the answer is that like it's Superman and the rock was kryptonite. Anytime someone says a riddle, I'm always like, how could Superman be involved?
Yeah.
Is Superman a part of
Superman?
This somehow?
Well,
I'd like to see a scene.
Now we have to see a scene.
Jordan, you are Superman and you just are going into the break room at your office to get a cup of coffee, and Adol, you are also in the break room.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, hey, you want a cuppa?
Oh, yeah, fill me up. Mondays, huh?
Oh, man, I tell you what.
Yeah.
You know, the Justice League mailroom is just so, you guys get so many letters. There's so much fan mail.
Right.
There's so much women's undergarments. It is wild.
Well, it's not why we do it. We do it for, truth, justice, the American way, and
yeah,
wanting to keep the world's people safe. But if It's nice. It's nice that people appreciate us, I guess I should say. Yeah, but it's not why I do it.
Yeah. Oh, can I ask? It's just funny. I don't know if this was, you know, you thought about your language. You said keep the world's people safe. Mm-hmm. I feel like mostly it's like America. Like, how many missions, annually, how many missions are you doing elsewhere?
I mean, you know, like, think globally, act locally. I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, have criticized me, Superman, for, you know, only saving Americans, and that if, you know, there's an international flight, some people are saying that I swoop into the plane, strategically grab the Americans after asking to see everyone's passport and let the rest of them crash. But honestly, I'm not, I don't know anything about that. I'm just a simple Kryptonian trying to save the people that matter.
Absolutely. And, wow, you are really drinking that coffee. Does it have an effect on you? I mean,
for me, it's more the ritual. I famously cannot get drunk because my cells replenish so quickly under your Earth's yellow sun. So, the coffee for me, it's more about the ritual, just, you know, starting the day, reading the Constitution, saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and...
And I feel like and it's Josh, by the way. I don't know. There's so many of us.
A lot of Green Lanterns these days. I have a hard time keeping track of you guys.
Yeah, I'm Josh. I've only had the ring for a couple weeks, but it's wild.
Well, you're doing great,
absolutely
Josh.
Absolutely wild.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Josh, real quick. Weird. Any messages from Fish? Any messages from Fish? Did Fish send any messages?
Trey Anastasio. Trey Anastasio said, if you're free next week, he'd love to meet up with you at
Bluestone's
Barn. Okay.
Guess what? I got a long memory. Okay? I got a long memory, Josh.
Is that a threat?
Messages from Fish.
Do you? And I feel like...
Did he think you were Aquaman?
That is Aquaman. Superman, have you not met Aquaman?
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. No, I guess... He's from Atlantis, which isn't part of America. So I guess just technically there's something about meeting him.
Yeah.
You thinking of Atlanta?
Oh, gotcha. I thought
that
was just like a show.
Any messages?
Remind me of your name.
From the Riddler or any of the others?
Sorry, Josh. This is my horse, my seahorse. We're getting him to the doctor later today.
No, please don't kill me.
I was afraid one of these things is going to kick me. I don't know.
See,
it's just me.
Never, I was Batman.
You're a seahorse.
Never stand behind
a
Batman.
Yeah, right,
folks, don't stand behind a Batman.
Because he's going to turn around and talk about how sad he is about his parents dying.
Lay your hand flat when you're giving Batman an apple. Bite off your fingers.
I love apples.
That's so fucking funny.
Jordan,
I love apples.
Time to eat an apple.
Please
with
brush
no
my
hand.
Hair.
Hold the apple out. I don't want to use my own hands to eat the apple.
Fuji's have the best taste. Jordan, are you a comic book guy?
I am a comic book guy.
I know you make comic books. I didn't know if you also.
Yeah, yeah. I love been a comic book reader since before I can remember.
Does
that's why all those fucking great ass DC polls were in there that fans are gonna go wild over.
This is a legit question.
Yes,
does because I'm a Marvel kid. I've always grew up ever since I was enchanted by Nightcrawler. I've been a Marvel kid. I think I've read Red Sun maybe by Mark Millar. But does Superman sleep?
Superman sleeps. Yeah. I don't think they've ever. I think maybe he probably has to sleep less than, you know, Earth humans. But I think we've seen Superman sleep. I think there's precedent for that.
Okay, just curious. Anybody else have any questions for Jordan about comics?
Did he already answer if Superman sleeps?
Yeah, I just asked that.
Yeah.
Did you tell us your favorite comic yet? Because I would like to know that.
Oh, let's see. So I do read a lot of DC comics, and I'm kind of like recently into Superman. I think I grew up reading a lot of comics in the 90s when comic books got kind of dark. I don't know if y'all remember the 90s era of comics. You got your Spawns, you got your Savage Dragons, your
Max.
The Max, Spider-Man and Carnage. So I think
that was a printing issue, right? And they fixed that in the 2000s to kind of like, it was a coloration thing, because I think the 90s printers.
Right, they yeah, could the ink was like too dark. Yeah,
dark tones.
I think the 90s printing offices had bad lighting, so. They really didn't know how, what to make the ink look like. But I kind of recently rediscovered Superman as an adult. There's a great NPR critic named Glenn Weldon who wrote a book about the history of Superman that also kind of like explains why he's important. And really just kind of like made me realize that he's a really cool character. And I think when I was a kid, I thought he was corny. And he's the joke about him is he's just a Boy Scout. I got Superman pilled recently, and I love him.
I feel like any of the Grant Morrison Superman stuff.
Oh yeah, sure. Grant Morrison writes a mean, weird Superman. Not that doesn't write the character mean. I'm trying to say he does a good job of writing it. But yeah, a lot of weird Superman stuff from Grant Morrison, as you might expect.
I listen to a lot of love Glenn Weldon. I listen to a lot of Pop Culture Happy Hour.
Great show.
The bad thing is if I listen to too much Glenn Weldon, the next time I have a conversation, I find myself going, and I do a lot of Weldonisms.
That
which
is
are
very good Weldonism.
On
one
him,
of the best.
Yes, is Hey, folks, Adel here. I am getting so old, so Adel-brained, as it were, that I completely forgot to say the answer to this microwave cup riddle in the episode, so here we are. Notice how everyone else didn't notice? That's how much our show is about riddles. So the answer to this question about why did this person microwave the cup of coffee for another 2 seconds, the answer is when Lucy opened the microwave, the cup handle was facing away from her, so the 2 seconds extra was sufficient to rotate the cup around so she can safely take the cup out of the microwave. Wow. Worth it, huh? All right, now back to more. Let's do some more riddles here. There is a, hopefully this is a little more on track. There is a prairie dog, a guinea pig, a silkworm, and a firefly. What unique thing do these four animals have in common? I'll read the list again. There's a prairie dog, a guinea pig, a silkworm, and a firefly. What unique thing do these four animals have in common?
These are all the same animal at different evolutionary stages.
Oh, boy.
I was going to say huge prairie dogs. I was going to say huge dongs.
Proportionally. Mm-hmm.
The animal name that's in it is not the kind of animal it is.
Aaron, I don't know why you said that. It is they all have huge dongs.
Oh,
the firefly, the North American firefly or lightning bug, will distract from its huge dong with a secreted... Aaron, you're correct.
Just reading from Wikipedia there?
Wikipedia. It's the Boston-based... Aaron, you're exactly right. The four animals are imposters. A prairie dog is not a dog. It's a type of rodent. A guinea pig is not a pig. It's a type of rodent. A silkworm is not a worm. It's a caterpillar.
Oh.
Firefly is not a fly. It is a beetle.
I got one.
The silkworm thing seems a little like, I'm not a worm. I'm a caterpillar. I'm like, goodbye.
Tomato,
goodbye.
Tomato.
You're a worm. Yeah.
Yeah. I do want to see a scene. All three of you, JPC, Jordan, and Aaron, you are at a party for animals, and all three of you are imposters.
Woof. I guess. come on in.
Woof? Oh, this is your party.
Yes.
I'm invited.
Great. An Australian Shepherd. Dog.
Yes. Yeah. Because you have that big crook, that big staff.
Yep.
Kind of feels
exactly.
Like you landed on an Australian Shepherd and then went a different way at the last minute. Not that I'm just make ourselves at home or.
Yeah, I'm not a giraffe.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Okay. It's me, the lion, the king of the beasts. Meow.
Okay, I heard a meow at the end.
Fear my mighty roar, meow.
You look, a lot like a cute little kitten. Probably not, though, right?
No, I'm a lion, the king of the beasts. I'm the ultimate alpha. I love stalking the plains for my prey.
Okay, you're chasing a little laser on the floor.
I'm sorry, do you have an inhaler? I get really asthmatic when I'm chasing lasers.
Oh boy. Yes, lion. And I'm not a giraffe, and you're definitely a lion. Come on in, come on in.
All right, cards on the table. I am a zookeeper. Not really a unicorn. This is just a horn that I... It's a trumpet. This is a trumpet that I've put on my head. I'm a zookeeper. I was hoping to catch a lot of escaped zoo creatures at this party.
No, no. No, what?
No, yeah, I know. It's obviously it's a bust.
That's
because
crazy.
That is obviously a kitten. It's not a lion. It's... obviously a little tiny kitten.
Oh, no, small, you're wrong. I'm the king of the beasts. I'm going to maul you for your deception. Look out. Okay.
And you're obviously an Australian shepherd, not a giraffe. Yeah. So yeah. That's not going to work for me either. Damn.
I just have an extraordinarily long neck.
Big wanted poster for a missing giraffe. Really
no
thought
way.
I was going to make my nut today.
And in the wanted poster, does like his head get cut off because it's so tall? It's just sort of the neck part?
We have some mixed nuts. At this party.
See. Outstanding.
I do like that, Aaron. That's a fun, like a children's book thing where a wanted poster with a giraffe on it and the giraffe's neck is
great
just in the wanted poster.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Aaron, I gotta ask, what is this giraffe wanted for?
Arsony.
Wow. Holy shit.
Arson.
Is that stealing fire? Is that what Prometheus
stealing,
got locked up for? Arsony?
Yeah.
Grand larceny. Let's do another riddle here. A middle-aged man, I don't know the pointless detail. A middle-aged man has traveled around the world for the past 6 months. He approaches you. Oh, okay, so this is you're the hero of the story. He approaches you and is wondering if you would like to buy a clay pot that contains a liter of special liquid that will turn anything it touches into pure gold for only $20. Do you buy the pot?
Where am I? Am I at home? Is this like a knock at the door at night? Am I out? Am I at a restaurant?
I'm going to say that you're, just to make this more international, you're at a bazaar.
Mm.
You're in Morocco at...
So he approaches me in the way that it's like, I'm there actually to shop for trinkets, and he's like, you, come over here. Okay, gotcha. I'm actually a lot more comfortable with that.
Yeah.
This is some nasty freak trying to sell us cum, right? I mean...
Yeah.
Tale as old as time.
Yeah, I've been tricked by this fella before.
Jordan, word for word the answer... This is a nasty little guy selling cum. You've been tricked by him before.
Yeah.
It's like an Oregon Trail prompt.
And here's the thing. I don't mind buying it, but if this guy thinks I'm paying $20 for his cum, he's got another thing coming.
No, part of his kink. He likes overcharging people.
Well, he jerks off Florida, and then he overcharges people for
of course.
The cum.
You guys like that
I'm walking
Waylon...
away with the cum bucket, but I'm paying $6 tops.
You guys like that Waylon Jennings song, $20 for cum? $20 for cum.
What's in the pot? It's a liter of liquid in a clay pot.
It's a clay pot that contains a liter of wink wink special liquid that will turn anything it touches into pure gold. And he's willing to sell it to you for $20.
Nah.
Do you buy the pot? Why don't you buy it?
No, because the pot's not made of gold.
There you go.
Yeah, pot's clay.
Aaron. Dead on, very observational. The man claims that the special liquid could turn anything, we'll just say, the man claims his cum could turn anything it touches into gold, but it hasn't turned the clay pot into gold. He must be telling a lie, and therefore, to save disappointment, you should not buy it.
Wow. That's very thrifty, very economical here's what I do. I take out my wallet, and I say, yeah, sure, I'll pay you the $20. Throw my wallet into the pot. If the wallet don't... my money's all wet.
Whoops.
Never mind. This was a terrible plan.
I do want to see a scene. JPC, you are a... you have a sort of stall at a local market with bizarre items, sort of cabinets of curiosities or whatnot. And Jordan and Aaron, you are a couple looking for a perfect gift to bring to a wedding.
Oh, honey, what about this?
Hey, the happy couple.
Oh, whoa.
Come over to my table, the happy couple.
Yeah, hi. We're in a little bit of a...
Takes a champagne flute and clinks it. Kiss. No, I'm kidding.
We're a couple.
I'm kidding, you're a couple.
Okay, all right. Mwah. Okay.
We'll kibble. Yeah. So here's the bind we're in, shopkeep. We're here on a destination wedding. We plumb forgot a gift, so
yes.
we need something quick. Do you yes. have anything that would be appropriate for such an occasion?
For a destination wedding, a couple who wants a wedding gift,
and it's
you're all the
coworker.
Way out here.
Huh? So it's his coworker that he's like not close to.
Yeah.
We sort of like saw this as an excuse to take a international vacation, but. So we want to get something nice, but not like...
Oh, international. So you're not from Destin, Florida?
No.
We're Canadian. From
Canada.
Let me guess. Yeah. Spain. Canada.
Yeah.
Canada, yeah.
We're Canadians, and we've always wanted to see Florida, so yeah, we
spending
just, you know, we're going to...
Spending
limit?
Spending
what do you think,
limit?
Honey?
Like $20?
Okay. 20.
Yeah.
$50 for a wedding gift? What
again,
do you do?
It's his, like, coworker who's like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm you're kind wearing of a Burberry jacket. You're wearing Burberry jacket? Are you spending $20 on a coworker's wedding gift?
Come on. You're being kind of judgy. There's a lot of shops at this bazaar. Do you want our $20 or not?
Yes, yes, of course. Of course, I want your $20. I just have to think, do I have anything in my whole bazaar that could be for $20? Yeah, I have to think about it, okay? Let's see. Your coworker?
It's my coworker. We work together at the mall.
Okay, so you work together. Do you work? Ma'am, do you work?
Yeah.
Okay, this is...
Two incomes
sorry,
and
honey,
you're spending $20?
I want to answer for you, but you're being
we're,
real...
We're leaving. Yeah. We're leaving.
A couple of
hats,
doinks?
Hats,
double income,
hats.
No kids?
Cheap fun hats? Come on, Glenn.
No!
Cheap fun hats.
No, he's a pervert.
That's perfect.
He's a pervert. Don't go over there. Don't, please, stay. Stay. I'm sorry. I have perfect gift. I have perfect gift for you. Please, stay.
Right, we'll give you one more chance.
Okay, one more chance. That's all I require. $20.
Okay.
Do you want Applebee's gift card?
Honey, that's kind of
technically
perfect.
I can load any amount if you choose to go more than $20.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Let's do it. Yeah, there's Applebee's everywhere. We'll probably get a chance to use it.
You have those in Canada?
We do.
Yeah,
they're called Tim Hortons. But it's the same like, parent company, so you can use the gift card anywhere.
Yeah, it's a Yum Brands operation, and you can just give them whatever you want.
It's good anywhere. It's like you can use a TJ Maxx gift card and a Marshalls. It's the same principle.
We're okay.
It's all the same. Outstanding. Jordan, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Thank you for having me.
Above average riddle guessing.
Yes.
Very impressive. Very, very impressive. You should do more escape rooms. You should find new friends is what I'm saying. Try your hand at some more puzzling or some crosswords.
Yeah.
Very, very good job.
Maybe. And yeah, I mean, I think just my secret is just start your thought process thinking about how Superman could be involved, and then you go from there. And the answer will reveal itself.
When it was a gift for a coworker in that scene, I was going to possibly tag in to be Josh, and you were Canadian Superman getting him a gift. but I was like, I don't know, Canadian Superman, what's going on there?
I do like going into an escape room thinking Superman is a possible solution because you're just like punching through drywall at a lot of escape rooms.
Do we use
like,
heat vision?
This one's easy.
Do we fly so fast that we travel through time?
Speaking of Superman and comics, Jordan, you have a new comic coming out, Youth Group.
Yes.
I myself have already pre-ordered it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
It comes out this July, I believe. Do you want to tell us more about Youth Group?
Yeah, absolutely. Youth Group is a YA horror comedy graphic novel from me and a great artist named Bowen McGurdy, whose work you might recognize from Spectre Inspectors and various issues of Marvel Comics. Bowen McGurdy, a great genius. Our book is about a bunch of goofy teenage exorcists. They're part of kind of a dopey Bible study group where they sing parody songs and talk about abstinence, but they actually have to do exorcisms and fight demons in their off time. And it's got Buffy the Vampire Slayer vibes, Shaun of the Dead vibes, and it is available for pre-order now wherever you get a book. If you want to go to bit.ly/youthgroupbook, you can see the cover, a bunch of the interior art. You can get a bunch of pre-order links there, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or hey, you could just call up your local indie bookstore, tell them you want to pre-order Youth Group, and that would really help us out if it sounds like a cool premise. We love a pre-order. Do we know why? Not really, but we
well, also- pre-orders can still get you pregnant, of course.
There you go. Yes, exactly. Well, unless you're in a hot tub.
Or in a horse.
Or in a horse.
That sounds outstanding. Yes, I've already pre-ordered mine. I recommend so everybody. Awesome. If you haven't read Jordan's other graphic novel, Bubble, or listened to the podcast series, I highly recommend that as well. Jordan, anything else you want to plug?
No, I don't want to overwhelm them with plugs. I want to just keep the focus on our great upcoming graphic novel, Youth Group, bit.ly/youthgroupbook.
Oh, yeah. Aaron, anything you'd like to plug?
I'd like to plug our Patreon, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. Lots of really fun episodes. There was one that came out in the last few weeks with Man Dog Pod that we laughed really, really, really hard on, that I think is worth checking out. And you can join for free for a week if you haven't before, and it might be nice to come and just hang out with us. Addle, anything to plug?
Yes, I believe by the time this comes out, Hello from the Magic Tavern Season 5 will be out wherever you get podcasts. I believe. I hope so. Could be wrong. If it's not out already, it's coming out soon. So check out Season 5
no,
of Hello from the Magic
Tavern.
No, if
it's not out, something really bad has happened, and you got to message Addle about it. Message Addle about it.
Matt is stuck. Matt's stuck under a couch. He was moving. It fell. JPC, anything to plug or any reviews to read?
Yeah, I have something big to plug. So I've been working on a project that I'm not ready to announce yet, but I will announce that next week on the show, my collaborator will be our special guest on that episode where we will be announcing that project. And I do know that there are probably people in our Patreon that have been waiting for me to do this for quite a while. So
I've been waiting.
I'm very eager to announce, pre-announcing can still get you pregnant. Next week. So stay tuned to the Hey Riddle Riddle podcast, the one that you're listening to right now, next week.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Aaron, no clicking, right? I watch a lot of TV, no clicking.
Yeah.
Larry Sanders Show, is that you ever watch
Addle, you have to stop watching TV. This whole episode's been
Larry
an intervention.
Or,
Jupiter, goodbye.
Hey there, Duncans and Idahos. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. It's another chatterbox where we're answering your questions. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month, or start your 7-day free trial, or the Review Crew for $8 a month, and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.